Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it no matter what the people say.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer. For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you. Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com, that's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Brian Moran still being on the show, being with us. Brian is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 8 years. Brian Moran and Associates is his company. You gonna give us the website, Brian?
Sure. It's smallbusinessedge.com.
All right.
Smallbusinessedge.com.
That's an old website. That's been, you've had that one for a long time, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I've had it for about 8 years.
Yeah, yeah. So, we're wrapping up 2015, and we're trying to make sure we finish strong. Even if we haven't had a great year so far, Brian, what are your thoughts on how to make sure that we have a strong finish in 2015?
Well, and again, it's a question that I get asked a fair amount. You know, can I still salvage my year? It didn't go according to my plan. It's people will throw up their hands and say, well, I guess this year's a wash. And the fact is, you still have a full quarter left in the year. So I tell people to do three things when we enter the final quarter. You know, there are 90... As of tomorrow, there'll be, I think, 92 days left in the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's still a lot of time. You know, there are holidays. You know, you got, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and the Hanukkah and, you know, other holidays that, you know, and kind of when we get to the second half of December, people really start checking out. But
that's right.
Unless, of course, you're a, you, retail. Your business revolves around the holiday sales.
Yep.
But do three things. Review your original plan and see where you were right and where you were wrong. Where were the wins? Where were the losses? Review the year-to-date, you know, on that plan, too, and say, okay, is this where I expected to be on October 1st or, you know, September 30th, October 1st? And then create a 90-day mini plan that says, what can I do now, whether it's getting more business from existing customers, finding new business, and also addressing my expenses. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So if things didn't go according to plan, what expenses can I, you know, trim back now? Or maybe what purchases can I hold off on until 2016
mm-hmm.
to preserve my cash flow, and so that I end the year on a better note than I was, you know, looking at from this standpoint, and that also that I enter 2016 on a strong note, you know, on a high note.
Another thing to pay attention to right now is by now, surely you know what's working, what's not working this year. And
I hope so.
And you know, make sure that you've differentiated between those two things, what works and what doesn't work, and start, you know, doing less of the things that haven't been working and spending more time and resources on the things that are working. And
don't operate alone. You know, definitely you need to ask people. A lot of times business owners make decisions on their own.
Right.
Without consulting with maybe their salespeople mm-hmm. or a business advisor or an accountant or an attorney
mm-hmm.
or anybody who's familiar with their company. Take a day, maybe it's a Friday or even a Saturday or one day when you have the time. And really take that 20,000-foot view of your business as you enter into the last quarter of the year and say, okay, everybody, help me decide how we finish this picture. You know, the painting that we're drawing of 2015, how do we finish this off on a high note and get the input from other people because they might see things that you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might see things, okay, well, this has been working up till you know, last month, but now this type of program that we're running isn't working. We need to change it up.
There's another thing I'd like to recommend. If you're business to business, especially, you know, there's nothing wrong with going to your customer and saying, "Hey, we're wrapping up the year here, you and I. I want to make sure that I know what your expectations are between now and the end of the year, so I can deliver." And it's another way of saying how much are you going to buy from me this year, but it's saying it in a way that makes you more of a partner and less of a vendor. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think that's a fantastic idea. That's the best weapon many small business owners have is the open lines of communication you have with your customers, with your vendors, partners, and even within your team. If you have a you know 5 or 10 employees in your business, you know, they see things every single day. They're on the front lines of your business where you might be, you know, trying to work on financing or maybe, you know, building up your business and not hearing the daily transactions. You should even talk to your receptionist or to the people who answer your phones. You know, what's the sentiment out there? What are people saying? Are they nice? Are they upset?
Mm-hmm.
What are they calling mostly about? So you have to keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening in your business if you want to make constructive, positive changes to it that will affect it and help you win the race in 2015.
Right, and getting the input from other people, from the industry, people that you know in your industry, to your employees, to customers. Talk to your customers. When you talk to customers, you'll learn stuff. Don't forget, if you're in the business to mine for gold, don't forget the gold is inside your customers' heads. Brian, I need your smallbusinessedge.com, right?
Correct.
All right, so check that out, folks. Brian and I will be right back. We're going to talk about taking a peek over into the next year when Brian comes back with us after these messages. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.